fifth graders at the Haines School honor a local social club known as the Uglies with a citizenship award. And public comments on the Palmer Project are returned to senders due to an error with Department of Natural Resources mailing address. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Wednesday was the deadline to submit comments to the state on a controversial mineral exploration project near Haines. The public had 30 days to review Constantine Metal Resources' plan for managing waste during the excavation of a mile-long access tunnel. However, comments submitted by mail bounced back to senders because the Department of Natural Resources failed to list a P.O. box on its public notice. A little over a week ago, Haines resident Tim June wrote a letter to the Department of Natural Resources, or DNR. He had been reading up on Constantine's permit applications for the Palmer Project, a mineral exploration site about 35 miles from town. He says he wrote DNR because he had concerns about the company's plan to prevent degradation of nearby streams during excavation of a mile-long access tunnel.
There's close to 2,000 pages of documents to go through, and I think I probably took 3 full days reading as much as I could.
He requested that DNR give the public more time to comment on the project's waste management permit and reclamation plan. On Wednesday, his letter showed up at the Haines post office marked Return to Sender. So June called DNR to find out what happened.
They said, you have to have a P.O. box on our address, or else it gets bounced back by Central Mail in Juneau. And so I asked him for that P.O. box since it wasn't listed on their website or on any of the public comment brochures. And it took them about 10 minutes to even find out what their P.O. box was.
Kyle Moselle handles the public comments on the Palmer Project for DNR. He says that the Postal Service has delivered mail to DNR's physical address in Juneau before.
In my inbox right now on my desk, I have mail that has the physical address on some of that mail, and I have mail with the P.O. box on the mail, and both of them have been delivered relatively recently.
But when he contacted the U.S. Postal Service's office in Juneau, he was told that mail could only be delivered to DNR's P.O. box. Moselle says he knows of 2 letters commenting on the Palmer Project that were returned to the senders. He has since received those letters. However, the total number of letters submitted to DNR that bounced back is unknown.
It's a situation that's, you know, kind of in flux right now, and I just don't have all the answers of what our response to that situation is going to be. I'm working on that with DNR and DEC.
Dozens of comments submitted by email, including a letter from the Haynesboro, requested more time to review Constantine's permit application. The lapse in delivering letters to DNR raises more questions about whether the comment period should be extended. The Palmer Project has been a source of controversy for residents of the Chilkat Valley. While some are excited about potential economic benefits of the project, others are concerned about the impact that mining could have on habitat for spawning salmon. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and multiple conservation groups filed a lawsuit challenging Constantine's previous mineral exploration permits. An appeal of a court decision upholding the permits was filed last week. Jordan Baumgartner's fifth grade class presented the Haines Uglies with a citizenship award Friday morning. The Uglies didn't know it was coming. Claire Strempel reports.
All right, they're on the rail. Chuck Mittman, Dave Long, and Uglies president Gary Jacobson planned to give a talk about citizenship to Mr. Baumgartner's fifth grade class. Instead, they walked through a hall of cheering students. Fifth and sixth graders showered their guests with applause and construction paper confetti from homemade poppers. They invented this parade to honor the Haines Uglies with a citizenship award. Uglies president Gary Jacobson was overcome by emotion.
It's just such an honor. We've gotten several awards, but this one means more than anything we've ever gotten just because of who it came from. So yeah, we're shocked and surprised and humbled and everything all at once.
Part of fifth grade science curriculum is health. Not just physical health, but mental and social health as well. Teacher Jordan Baumgartner says one of the standards in the curriculum is character building.
And one of the characters that we talk about is citizenship. And as part of that, we talk about what it means to have integrity, what it means to be a volunteer, and what you can do for your community.
At the end of the health unit, Mr. Baumgartner asked the students if they'd like to recognize anyone from the community for their exemplary citizenship. Instead of one individual, the students selected the Uglies of Haines, a social group committed to kindness and acts of service to the community. Student Maddox Roberts presented them with a certificate.
I just think in any way we can, we need to support the Uglies as well. They support us.
The Uglies are known for their volunteer work. Gifts for Grub, a holiday toy collection event, the Haines Cancer Fund, and they've awarded tens of thousands of dollars in scholarships to Haines students and alumni. Students Roxy Hansen and Sierra Oaks made speeches to thank the Uglies for their work. For Hansen, it was a personal moment. Her uncle was a founding member of the Uglies and passed away last year after a battle with cancer.
They do the cancer fundraisers every year, which has helped so many people in the community get better who can't afford to pay for chemotherapy. And they're really helpful. They do the fair, which is a lot of fun. And they do all of these fundraisers for people. And if somebody in the community is struggling, they're always there to help. It's really awesome.
And Chuck Mittman did get a chance to give his citizenship talk.
Everybody has words. There's nothing you have.
The whole group posed for a picture in the hall with a sign the students made. Then it was back to class. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.